Great win last night. Wow, nail biter. We kind of thought it would be low scoring, but when you came out in the opening drive and go 60 yards down the field, I thought, hey, wait, maybe a few more points. You got off a great start last night.
Well, there's no question. Our kids are ready to go, especially after a two-week layoff with our other game getting canceled. So the guys are ready to go. And, taking the opening kickoff and then marching down the field and scoring right away was a huge statement right off the bat against a team like that on the road in a hostile, great environment. So really proud of our offense, how they came out of the gate. And what was really impressive about it was that there was some key third down conversions throughout that drive that kept that thing going and was able to get us up 7-0 early in the game and really establish something.
Great way to kick off with a great drive and everything. They kind of, you had chances. Both teams had chances. Your defense, I thought, really stepped up for the entire game last night, but really did a great job.
Yeah, on the defensive side of the football, we knew that we really felt good about the things we were doing defensively and able to stop their run. They're a running football team. There's no question about it. I don't think we quite realized how well we were going to stop the run against a team like that puts their hat on that. And our defense in the box just played phenomenal in the first half, stopping the run and really put them into some situations that they don't want to get into. The first two games, they threw the ball 15 times, and we knew that was probably going to change a little bit against us. So they had to start going to the air a little bit more, and our secondary adjusted. And as the game progressed, they continued to try to hit some things on us. But overall, in the first half, our defense really did a nice job shutting down the run and forcing them to do things that they don't normally want to do.
Let's just skip to the fourth quarter. Wow, you had a 10-0 lead. Boy, that Luke Maris 31-yard field goal. I thought, Colin, hey, it's a two-possession game now. That was huge, getting that field goal, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was really big for Luke to nail that field goal for us to put us up two possessions. In a game like that where the it's just back and forth the entire game, it's kind of a blur, and you're really just letting the kids go out there and play and make plays, and they were making some plays. We were making some plays, and you get into the fourth quarter and they started mounting some drives on us, and from a defensive perspective, they were getting a couple first downs there. The big thing was in the box and on the defensive side, just keep making them snap it again over and over, and things are going to happen for us. And then they get in the red zone there late, 10 seconds left in the ball game, and Ty makes just a phenomenal play in the end zone. And when it was all said and done, and the dust cleared, and we were still on the headsets talking, that's just a veteran player with a years of experience making a great play. And our defense as a whole, our philosophy is the bend don't break mentality, and to hold them out at the end when they really had all the momentum at that point to stymie them at the end. That was just great for our team.
I know Coach in our post game last night, he thought if it was him, he would have kicked the field goal. They had no timeouts, but 13 seconds, and one play, and they go to a fade route. You're kind of surprised at the play selection?
Yeah, at that point in the game, you, like I said, it kind of felt like they had some momentum, and we had to get it back. And so you figured they were probably going to try to kick a field goal and get this thing into overtime. They obviously felt good about something else in that situation and wanted to, basically throw a jump ball in the end zone and let their guy go up and try to make a play. And we just didn't allow that to happen. And just hats off to our entire team for that effort at the end.
They had to go on some long drives. I thought we had the good punt by Ty to get him down to the 2-yard line. And really, they were starting way back at their own territory. I thought we're in pretty good shape, but they just kind of granted out with some runs. And then, of course, to get that first score on the board for them, they ran. I thought eventually they'll have to pass the ball, and voila, they come up with a big pass play, and we kind of left somebody uncovered. The Collingham kid got uncovered, and they scored there.
Right, going into halftime, us coaches talked about some adjustments. As I said earlier, we were doing such a great job shutting down the run in the box that, we really wanted to help our secondary out a little bit more, and we kind of went to our Oki defense, which allows us to get another secondary player in the game, just for the fact of we knew they had that potential to take a shot on us eventually. And, you know, it was a play where, you know, they ran the tight end up the seam, they wheeled the back out of the backfield, and, you know, our guys were right there. It's just it's a tough play to stop, and you know, and that was a big play for him. It got him back in the ball game. But once again, our guys stayed the course. That was kind of the MO. The second half was just stay the course, keep them snapping it. Our offense, keep grinding it out on the ground and keep the possessions. And as long as we did that, we knew at the end we were going to have a chance to pull that thing out.
Total yardage last night on the way home. How did it look? I didn't ever hear the official stats. How did it look for you?
Yeah, we didn't exactly get the stats yet either. Okay. But you know, obviously with a low scoring affair and things of that nature, we'll take a look at exactly what that was. But it probably isn't a ton offensively on both sides of the ball. But that's to be expected when it's two great defensive teams and a couple offensive teams that really control the possessions and are great on the ground.
There was a play, and I forgot to ask Coach about this in the post game. There was an untimed down. I can't remember which quarter, and there was a penalty on the play. It was against the offense, and they had an untimed down. Isn't it a case of it's against the defense and an untimed down? Why did they get a chance to have another play?
You know, that's an interesting question, Rich. To be honest with you, I really don't know the exact ruling on that, but, you know, that was a situation during the game, and there was a couple situations like that where, you know, a big thing that happened for us was that roughing the kicker penalty there in the game. That was really a game changer that they weren't in total agreement with. But, you know, back and forth, fair calling game, you know, there's just things that are going to happen along the way, and you just got to be able to adapt as you go.
They York was complaining. Coaches wanted a tip. If you tip it on a block punt attempt, then the roughing the kicker, the penalties is off. And they felt they had a tip on that one.
Yeah, they really felt pretty strongly about that. That's what happened. But you know, the refs stuck to their guns on that one, and that really helped extend the drive for us and take some more time off the clock. And so that was a really good thing for us.
Great win, no question. Gets you to 1-1 on the season. They dropped to 2-1. You never know. This could be the first of two meetings with the Dukes. You might see them in the playoffs, possibly.
Oh, absolutely. You always think about, you know, once the game's over and you're on the way home, you think about the game as a whole, and then obviously, you know, if we see these guys again, what are some different adjustments that we can make along the way? But there's a very good possibility we may see these guys again down the road. It's a great matchup. We knew we were going into a great environment. We had a two-week layoff, you know, after getting really excited to play Crete the week before, and then that didn't happen, and so it was back to getting prepared for the York Dukes, and we know that's always going to be a great matchup. They're well coached, just like us, and disciplined. We just did, you know, we talked about before the game, you know, games like that are going to come down to four or five plays. You don't know when it's going to happen. And so for us, we just made a few more plays than they did at the end.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting with York going forward, how they do with one or two non-conference in their district. They're in the same district as Hastings. So going forward in those grind on the Northwest, how they do in that district coming up?
Yeah, that was kind of the message, you know, around the state coming into this game was, you know, where's McCook at? Where's York at? And so that's what made it such a great matchup. You know, it'll be interesting to see how they move ahead. We just knew from our perspective this was a big game for us to get some momentum rolling for our football team, gain some more confidence. We played so well against Hastings for so long in that ball game. We just really wanted to get back in the win column, and you could see it on the guys' faces last night, the coaches and players. That was a really nice win for us.
I think everybody came out healthy. Nobody really got dinged up last night, did they?
Nah, nothing to our knowledge that we know of that anybody got dinged up. It was obviously a physical football game. We know that going in. Both teams are very physical, but our guys did an awesome job throughout the game, and you know, a lot of guys played a lot of snaps, and that, and that's is going to naturally happen in a tight ball games like that. And for them to, you know, that was a big message coming out of the half, is we're a four quarter team. Let's finish this thing out all four quarters.
Yeah, a lot, especially I think a lot of your line guys for both teams play both ways, and I'm sure they were exhausted after the game, weren't they?
Yeah, those are, you know, we got some big guys up front. They really got some big guys up front, and so, you know, four quarter affair there, those guys, you know, blocking each other and getting off blocks. There was definitely some guys with hands on their knees, and naturally so. It's a tough affair in there in the trenches, and just really proud of our guys on both sides of the football. And you know, we know they have a great defense, and they're going to scheme things up. But our guys stayed the course. They continued to grind throughout the game and pick up the little adjustments that they were wanting to do. And we just got to continue to limit the things that get us behind the chains from an offensive perspective. You know, when we get things going and our guys are getting on their blocks and we're making our correct reads in the backfield, you know, we can get four or five yards in a cloud of dust. And we just got to limit the penalties. And that's, you know, that goes back to, you know, every game you keep gaining that experience and understanding the importance of making sure we're disciplined every snap of every series, whether we're on offense or defense or special teams. So moving ahead, we just got to continue to work on those things and improve as a team as a whole.
The week actually kicked off with the JVs had a nice kind of start to the week, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. You know, next week we're going to start off with Lex on Monday, and that's going to be a great opportunity for our guys to get some playing in again, and you know, as many games as we can get in the best, and that's a great opportunity for our younger guys and our guys that are the future for our program to continue to build. So we're looking to kick that off on Monday with Lex and be excited about that.
I guess you had a win against North Platte.
We actually lost.
That was North Platte game. I'm thinking of
freshman. One Thursday night big against
North Platte. There we go. Thursday night. Yeah,
and the Thursday night game, and our freshman did a really nice job against North Platte.
Yeah, 42 zips, something like that.
Yeah, that was you know, went down and watched that game after practice. Yeah. Did a really nice job against those guys, and so our JV guys, after, you know, a tough one against North Platte, we're looking to get back on the right track against Lex on Monday.
All right, now get ready for a Seward. Seward and Crete hooked up last night. We were following the scores. Seward had a touchdown lead, but Crete scores the final two times and then wins. Were you kind of surprised when you saw that score?
You know, it would have been really nice to play Crete week two to kind of see in person. I mean, we watched, you know, hours of film, and you can watch them on film. But we were really kind of anxious to play them week two to kind of see what in person, what they're all about. You know, initially watching film, you speculate off film, but you thought Seward may have the upper hand in that. And to see that score, that, you know, that may have been a little bit of surprising there that, you know, Crete pulled that one out. So, you know, we'll watch the film once we get it and see how things went down. But, you know, Seward's going to be a lot like, you know, what we just played, other than they're going to be in the shotgun. They're going to be, you know, tight ends, fullbacks with being the ability to spread us out. And so, you know, once again, we're literally going to turn around and go back east again, and excited to play a team that's been kind of the topic of discussion since the scheduling came out. We've never played Seward before, and so that's exciting in itself to play somebody new and see what they're all about. And so we'll game plan for them and be excited to go down there.
That's a heck of a complex. We were talking before we started the show here that that Concordia College playing on the turf, it's a big complex. It's a nice facility down there.
It is really a nice facility. I played there in college when I was at Doan, and, you know, played them a handful of times. It was a really nice facility. You know, I remember, you know, when we went to state back in 07, we stopped there along the way. And so it's a nice facility, you know, turf, so it'll be a fast track and something new that our guys and our school has not been to before, and so we'll be excited about that opportunity.
And Coach Petrosky will get down there and the guys get on the field for a little walkthrough, and he'll be telling his guys, you know, as a great offensive lineman back in the day, I pancaked this guy over here. I pancaked two guys at the same time over here, right? You're gonna tell him, right?
Well, you reminisce a little bit, but I it's true. There was honestly some decent games on that field, and so it'll be neat to make the trek down there and play a team, like I said, that we've never played before, and see what they're all about. And you know, they start off the season on a good note. You know, they start off 2-0 with wins against Lex and Gross, mm-hmm. and so you know they were on fire to start the season, and then stumbled up last night. So it'll be interesting to see. You know, we feel like we have a lot of momentum after this win last night. It was really awesome for us, and we'll see how they respond after, you know, dropping to Creed, and it'll be a great matchup.
Super job this morning, Coach Petroski. You have not lost your touch at all since we last talked. We talked a little bit in the spring golf. Not much, because it didn't happen, yeah. But I know you really missed that.
Well, you know, it's. I think the biggest thing is just excited to be playing,
right,
whatever it is. And, you know, it's been a while. You know, we lost the spring season, and just excited for these kids to be able to, you know, we're getting down to the game last night, and you're suiting up, you're going on the field while we're doing this, you know, and nowadays that's just the way it is, and just excited to see as many of these as we can get in.
And that was the third, correct me if I'm wrong, third straight win against New York in the last couple of years, wasn't
it? Yeah, you know, that, you know, there was a couple of years there where we just really had some drag out games against some really great contests, and they got us some times. And you know, the last 3 years we've had their number, but it's always been a great matchup, and it's going to continue to be, and we'll be, you know, excited down the road if we see them again.